Hello, I'm Pamela Paul, and I voice Dr. Suvreen Khanna. Are you interested in getting episodes of Apollyon ad-free? Well, you should join Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, you'll get episodes free of ads and up to a week early. For $5 a month, you'll get access to director's commentary and other exclusives. All the proceeds help us continue to make great content for you. So for more information, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com and click Become a Member. That's also where you can find transcripts for every episode. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Observer Pictures presents Apollyon. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 19, Potential.
You're getting a very early start.
I have to get to the clinic.
For a delivery?
Yes, we have supplies coming in.
Do you have a few minutes?
I really need to get on the road.
Just a few minutes, Armand. There's an extra raspberry roll in it for you.
Okay, as long as it's quick.
I won't keep you long, I promise.
If you do, you owe me more rolls.
You've been away more than usual the past month or so. I'm always here this early, and I sometimes see that your motorbike is gone. Where are you going?
I sometimes stay at the clinic late. I have a cot there.
So it has nothing to do with the new clinical trials that are happening in the hub cities?
It does, actually. More folks are wanting to make sure they're healthy.
That makes sense. When I was at the clinic last, I heard you speaking to that woman, Severine, in the back room. She isn't from another commune, is she? She's an insider.
I knew it was a risk bringing her here.
You don't have to worry. I don't plan on telling anyone. Most people assumed you had a connection to get rid of her, but I don't believe anyone else realized it was her.
You're always so observant.
It's my superpower.
Are you concerned?
Insiders can't always be trusted, Armand.
Severine and I have known each other a very long time.
I'm sure she's a wonderful person, and I'm thankful for all she's done for you and the clinic.
For all of us.
For all of us. But what I overheard at the clinic, and from what I heard when she was here, this is going beyond helping the community.
I'm trying to help all communities like ours.
Are you putting yourself in danger?
I can take care of myself.
I know you can, but that won't stop my worrying. And please, don't think you have to do this alone. We're your family.
I know. I should get going.
Be safe.
I will.
I think an opportunity has finally presented itself.
Okay. Tell me more.
I found out last night that I'm going to be given the Hadia Nicole Crean Award of Excellence.
Congratulations. But how does that help us?
There will be a ceremony. It's called the Honor Banquet. It is a broadcast event.
Never heard of it.
It's only on the limits feeds.
Of course it is.
Not only is it broadcast, it's live.
Are you giving a speech?
I am.
Is this the smartest approach, Severine?
You said you would help me if I was willing to take big risks. This is the big risk, but it's also the best bet.
Does Theo even have the hard evidence you need yet?
She'll have it.
So you're banking on Theo getting what you need by when? When is the banquet?
Next month.
Theo's been working at this for almost 2 months now. What makes you think she'll have something before then?
Because I know Theo. I know she'll have it.
I don't know what you think a best bet is, but it's not this.
It's a live event, Armand. They can't stop me.
They can cut off your mic, end the feed, arrest you.
Nonsense. I'd get out enough words before they had a chance to do any of those things. Plus, arresting someone who they're honoring? Never.
You really think you're untouchable, don't you?
I believe that I know the system well enough to play it to my advantage.
You're saying the same thing I am, just with more diplomacy.
But now you believe that I'm committed to this cause as much as you, correct?
It's not some sort of contest, but yes, I believe you are.
That's wonderful to hear.
Let's say you're successful and you manage to say what you intend to say on a live limits broadcast. How do we get that message in front of people in the OL? What's stopping the ICRS from making it all disappear?
I have an idea.
Do you think we'll be ready to move on to the second arm of Phase 2 soon?
We're continuing our analysis of cytokines. Thus far, we've found no abnormal levels or aberrations in their signaling pathways in any of the samples. But I do think we need a little more time.
We've just begun to pinpoint specific responses elicited by the vaccine with the first group of subjects. You can see those results here.
This is excellent work.
As I'm sure you've already seen, the clinical team's health reports are outstanding. Every subject seems to be doing very well with treatments. And everyone so far has given positive feedback to the entire experience. I couldn't ask for better results.
Yeah, I expected nothing less from my team. Thank you, Theo and Gabriel.
You're welcome.
Just doing what we're here to do.
And because everything is going so well, I think we'll all have a wonderful time at this year's honor banquet.
Ah, don't you have a lovely time every year at the banquet, Dr. Weiss?
Indeed I do. But this year will be even better, because we'll be honoring a good friend of mine, Dr. Severine Khanna. She'll be receiving the Green Award.
Really?
That's interesting.
I would say exciting, Dr. Larson. She and Theo's mother worked together.
Yes, I met Dr. Khanna when I was very young.
I'm sure you were too young to realize how lucky you were to have met her. I, for one, am extremely excited. I've only spoken to her virtually. I can't wait to meet her in person. Oh my gosh, listen to me. I am being quite unprofessional.
It's rather refreshing, actually. I believe we're done here. Thank you, everyone, for your time. Let me walk you out, Felicity.
Actually, I would like a quick word with Dr. Ramsay, if that's all right.
Oh, of course.
I've requested a meeting with you tomorrow morning.
Is there something wrong with our reports? I'm positive.
No, you are doing a wonderful job on that. With Dr. Khanna coming to the headquarters, I really wanted to make sure that you two connect. I think it would be beneficial for you to speak to someone who is held in such high regard within the ICRS, but I would hate for you to be unprepared.
My apologies. I don't quite follow.
Even though there are far more women in the sciences than there were a century ago, our numbers are still small. The numbers for women of global majority are even smaller, but I'm rambling and you are well aware of this anyway, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am.
What I'm trying to say is that I want you to be able to make a great impression. Dr. Khanna can help you in your career, Dr. Ramsay.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll see you tomorrow morning then.
Brilliant. Have an excellent day and keep up the good work.
Larson, Gabriel, clear.
What did Milgram want?
She wants to prep me for a meeting supreme.
What the hell does that mean?
I think she's trying to groom me for a leadership position.
Or she's onto you.
I don't think so.
People like her are very good at making you not think so.
Level 2.
No matter what it is, this feels weird.
Well, of course it does. You're trying to commit.
Don't finish that sentence.
What? Because you don't think that's what you're doing?
No. Because we have no idea who's listening or watching.
You're being paranoid.
We'll talk further in our office.
Which I'm sure is perfectly safe.
Stop it.
What? You're Dr. Paranoid.
Fine. Then we'll talk tonight at your place.
Yeah, I don't think Lincoln will turn you over to enforcers.
What about you?
I'm not 100% sure what he'd do to me.
That's an awful thing to say about your son.
I'm just being honest with myself. When you have kids, you'll know.
When I have kids?
Well, if this vaccine happens, you'll be ready to bring all the babies into the world, Ramsay.
We'll see.
Has Severine been notified about her award?
Yes. Unfortunately, I wasn't there when they told her.
It is quite a sight to see you truly delighted about something.
She is a legacy member of the ICRS, and her design of the clinical studies on Redivir were groundbreaking.
I was a part of that team, too. You've never been in awe of me.
Do something awe-inspiring, and we'll see about that. Is there anything else you need to discuss?
Well, this private meeting with Theo. What's that about?
Nothing you need to concern yourself with.
Yeah, she's part of my team. I think I should be concerned.
I'm not trying to convince her to leave virology, Xavier.
You better not.
Anything else?
No, I think we're done.
Good. I'll speak to you at our next meeting.
Wine?
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's my cue. Now, kids, don't stay up all night. You both have work in the morning.
Hilarious! Now go do your homework.
Theo, don't leave without saying...
Without saying goodnight. I never do, and it won't start now.
Bye, Link.
I'm going!
I really expected him to be more tormented from what you've been saying.
Oh, he hides it well when you're here.
Have you come to a decision about him and Kate yet? That's a no, then.
Not a damn clue.
This is so unlike you, you know?
It's Kate. She fucked with my brain for 15 years. Actually, more, but I liked it before.
Link has more patience than you do, but not that much more. You're gonna have to make a decision soon.
What do you think I should do?
I think you should talk to her before you let him talk to her.
But You think I should let him talk to her?
Yes.
Why?
Because Link is your son. When he wants something badly enough, he'll figure out how to get it.
What if she's trying to get something from him?
What could she possibly be trying to get from him?
I don't know. She's an egotistical bitch. I mean, it could be a whole host of things.
Maybe she's changed.
That's what Vicky said.
Vicky is a smart woman.
I think she wants to hurt us more.
Again? Why?
I don't know. This shit is weird, Theo. It's very, very weird.
I mean, it's not like she reached out and found Link. He found her.
You really don't think it's weird?
It's unusual, but not exactly weird. Maybe she was so moved by his actions that she decided she wants to see him. I mean, he is her son.
That she abandoned.
I know this is a very foreign concept to you, but you can forgive people.
No, not her.
Even her.
It's much easier to keep...
Hating her?
No, I don't hate her, not anymore. I mean, Kate's not worth hating, okay? She's not worth anything to me.
Please don't let Lincoln hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. That's possibly worse than hating her.
Fine. You don't give a shit about this woman.
Oh, egotistical bitch.
But you need to at least hear her out. And give your son a chance to know his mother.
I fucking hate this.
Sometimes we do things we hate for the people we love.
Speaking of, Vicky told me she loved me a couple of days ago.
I'm assuming that was the first time?
Yep.
And what did you say?
I asked her to stay the night.
And then that night you said...
I didn't say much of anything, actually. It seems sex is better when you're trying to avoid serious topics.
Oh, thank you. I didn't need that picture in my head.
Well, you used to like that picture in your head.
A very, very long time ago.
But it was a good picture, right?
Yes, Gabriel, you were a gorgeous specimen of a man.
Whoa, were?
You were the worst.
Hey, watch my drink. I don't know if I love her. Victoria.
I figured.
That's bad, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, well, you're just being kind.
Yes, but I also know you. It takes you a long time to let yourself love someone. We're the same like that.
Well, that's hilarious. Your heart is so big. You love everyone.
I care about everyone. I don't love everyone.
Well, that's better than I'm doing. I love exactly 2 people.
You'll eventually get there with Victoria.
I loved you almost immediately.
That's not the same.
I know. Victoria's not you.
Remember what I said when you first started getting scared about this relationship with Victoria? Of course you don't. You have a terrible memory. Let me remind you then. People love all kinds of people, all kinds of ways. You're not replacing me with Victoria. I'm not going anywhere.
You say that, but you almost did.
No, Gabriel, that was about needing space. You won't be rid of me that easily.
What if you don't have a choice?
What does that mean?
What if whatever you and Savarina are working on goes catastrophically wrong and you're blacklisted?
That's not gonna happen.
You have no idea what's gonna happen. Do you even know the entire plan? I need more wine. You want more?
Do you have Metatabs?
Yep.
Then bring the entire bottle.
Okay, so you're getting this information, this indisputable evidence of the human challenge trials.
Right.
What then?
I give it to Serene.
And?
And she and Armand...
The OL guy?
Yeah. She and Armand get the news to the public.
How?
Well, that's the part I don't know.
That's the most important part.
I have nothing to do with it, so keeping me in the dark is smart.
Well, it's something.
Look, no matter how much I don't agree with it, I understand the importance of the work. I can't stand by while people are lied to, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure that the DHH becomes more transparent.
You've said this to me multiple times. I get it.
Then stop worrying about it.
No.
Aren't we supposed to be trying to figure out your problems tonight?
Well, see, my problems are figured, okay? I'm calling Kate, and you'll be there for more support.
Wait, when did I agree to this?
Just now.
Fine. I'll be there.
I know.
Do you want to do it right now?
Oh, fuck no. No, I'm not nearly drunk enough.
You said that you met Dr. Kana when you were young.
Yes. She and my mother knew each other.
Dr. Kana headed the clinical trials for Redivir.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I...
First Xavier and now Dr. Kana? It's nice to know they both stay true to the DHH.
I'm not following.
Oh, Severine Kana isn't just an acquaintance. She's a family friend.
Yes. She and my mother were very close.
It's all right that you didn't share. It wasn't something I needed to know.
Right.
The board decided to honor her this year on the 25th anniversary of Redivir's introduction.
Ugh, I'd almost forgotten.
Of course, saying that she was part of that team isn't something we can broadcast to the general public. Therefore, she'll be honored for her years of service.
The world knows Dr. Hilleman. Why can't they know Dr. Kana?
Oh, only public-facing members of the DHH, both past and present, are identified outside headquarters.
It must be hard to be so secretive all the time.
I've never seen it that way. Operational security is of the utmost importance. The Department of Human Health deals with a vast array of information. To be compromised is to fail this institution.
I see.
It's perfectly all right if that's not something you can handle, Dr. Ramsey. You are first and foremost a research scientist. Not everyone is cut out to work within this department.
Ma'am, with all due respect, if you don't think I'm cut out for this, what do you want to prep me for?
More tea?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Oh, too strong for you? I know a lot of people who grow up in the States can't handle strong tea, let alone the real thing.
I love a good strong cup of tea, especially the real thing.
Another great attribute about you. I want you to know what type of person Dr. Kana actually is.
And what type of person is that?
Do you know why I admire her so much?
Her work with Redivir?
No. I admire her for realizing what was required to advance the science. It's a plan I want to follow for your vaccine. Now, Dr. Kana didn't feel that letting the research team know was wise. At the time, she was making a very controversial choice, and she wanted to be the only one responsible if things didn't go according to plan.
That seems wise.
It was at the time.
Did they go according to plan?
Absolutely. Hilleman may be responsible for creating Redivir, and I will never deny his brilliance, but Dr. Kana is the reason why we had it so quickly. And that's what we need with 6129.
Ma'am, you haven't actually told me what it is you plan to do.
Human challenge trials, Dr. Ramsey.
Oh. You don't think that's still a controversial decision?
For multiple decades, human challenge trials have been performed safely.
Yes, and they have played important roles in accelerating the development of treatments for a disease.
Exactly! I knew you'd understand. We need to expedite the development of 6129. We, as members of the ICRS, have a responsibility to keep our society safe.
Right. Dr. Kana didn't tell Dr. Hilleman what she was doing. Why are you telling me?
If a significant number of these subjects die, then this would be likely to have a very negative effect on your research.
That's quite true.
I need to know how much you trust your work.
Every phase of the trials up until now have gone according to plan. I believe in the work.
Good. Good. I wanted to believe you had the potential to lead a department. Now, sitting here with you, seeing how you've reacted to everything I've said, I definitely see it. You will be a department head soon, especially if you bring that same poise to the honor banquet. It could be an important night for you.
Theo, you have an incoming video call from Savreen Khanna.
Connect.
I received your message. You have something?
I do, but it's not... I don't have anything in writing.
What did she tell you?
Exactly what you suspected.
She said it outright?
Yes. And even talked about how much she admired you for doing the same.
She is the perfect DHH head.
She categorically is. I can try to get it in writing.
No, that's all right. I don't want you to take that risk. I'll work with this.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, congratulations on the award, by the way.
Thank you.
Savreen, what's next?
Nothing you need to be concerned about.
Ugh. Milgram is very hard to read, Savreen. You need to be careful.
I'm being as careful as I can be. Thank you again, my dear.
Excuse me for a moment. Savreen?
Can you speak securely?
I'm not at home, but I can be there in a few minutes.
All right, call me back.
I'm sorry, everyone, but I need to head out.
Is everything all right?
It's fine. Fine. Don't have too much fun without me.
I'm on. Wait.
Bethany, I told you it was fine.
I know, but... Please let me know if you need me.
I will. Please. Go back and enjoy dinner.
I'll pack up a dessert for you.
Thank you.
Welcome home, Armand.
Deepa, initiate private mode. Access code, Revelation 19.
Private mode initiated.
Call Revelation 20.
Calling. Caller identification blocked.
Good evening. I'm sorry if I took you away from anything.
It's okay. I was getting stuffed anyway.
I've just spoken with Theodora.
Did she get the information?
Yes. Undeniable proof that they are planning human challenge trials.
I knew it, but I didn't want to believe it was actually happening.
I know, but it is.
So she was able to get proof? Something we can definitely use.
Yes. It's time for you to call in that favor.
This episode featured the voices of Marquita Richardson as Theo Ramsey, James David West as Gabriel Larson, Pamela Paul as Savrine Khanna, J.K. Robbins as Xavier Weiss, Kyle Nishimura as Lincoln Larson, Torres Fontaine Jr. as Armand, Kirsty Wolven as Dr. Milgram, Courtney Holly as Bethany, Marta Da Silva as ICRS Computer, and me, Dre Silvertooth, as Deepa. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Assistant Director, Van Donnell. Sound Design and Mix, Joshua Sui. Sound recorded by Courtney Holly at Bauman Sound Studios. Original Theme Composer and Music Supervisor, Catherine Seaton. Additional music provides Soundstripe Music. Virology Consultant, Peter Krug, PhD. Apollyon is an independently produced podcast distributed by Realm Media. For transcriptions and a full list of credits, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com.
The ICRS is keeping safe.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.